Shalom, Australia. School teacher Yaqob Musa Abul Alkian rammed his car into police during protests against demolitions in the unrecognized Bedouin village of Al-Hiran on Wednesday, killing policeman Erez Levy, 34, from Yavne in central Israel. Levy is survived by his wife and two small children. Two others were injured by the car. Police have accused Abul Alkian of jihadist sympathies and called the attack terrorism and murder. Residents and activists opposing the demolition orders rejected the accusation. The parents of Abul Alkian are demanding an internal police investigation into his death, arguing that both video and eyewitness evidence of the incident, including that by Uriel Eisner, an activist of the Center for Jewish Nonviolence, show shots being fired at his car before it turned in the direction of the officers at the scene. This would indicate that officers violated police regulations by which they are only allowed to fire as a last resort and only in cases of immediate danger. Reports from the autopsy on the driver suggest that a bullet shattered his right knee, causing him to jam down on the accelerator. Public Security Minister Gilad Erdan maintained on Thursday that the ramming was a terror attack, despite the impression of the police video released immediately after the incident that shed doubt on the accusation. The minister also repeated claims he made on Wednesday that Israeli Arab MKs helped incite the violent clashes that followed the car ramming, singling out Joint Arab List leader Ayman Odeh for fanning the flames. Erdan accused Odeh of having remained in Al-Hiran the night before in order to lead the violent thugs who scuffled with police. Odeh, who was injured in the clashes following the car ramming, said on Wednesday that he was there as part of negotiations to find a compromise to the demolition of the homes. Odeh said, "We nearly closed all the details. We reached a compromise that the residents of Al-Hiran accepted, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has already marked the Arab population as public enemy number one, fully decided to destroy an entire village to shoot and kick men, women and children." In response to Wednesday's violence and home demolitions, Arab leaders called a day-long strike on Thursday, while hundreds of protesters in a half dozen Israeli cities took to the streets on Wednesday to denounce the bloodshed and destruction of the homes in the Negev. Hours after the deadly violence, Chen Emalech, a DJ on Galgalat Army Radio, wrote on her Facebook page, "I would also run over a cop if they forcibly evicted me from my home in order to build other homes for a community that's stronger than me. And don't talk to me about education." Army Radio Chief Yaron Dekel swiftly fired Emalech for her comment, saying that anyone who expresses support for running over a police officer has no place on the airwaves of an IDF-run radio station. In the wake of Wednesday's violence, Arab lawmakers have proposed a 10-year freeze on demolition of illegal construction in Arab communities. MK Ahmed Tibi said it's not an accident that there are tens of thousands of homes with demolition orders against them in Arab communities. There are no development plans, no zoning plans, no expansion. The bill will be considered by the Ministerial Committee for Legislation today to decide whether to grant it government support. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu congratulated U.S. President Donald Trump on his inauguration, resonating in particular with the lines, "We will reinforce old alliances and form new ones and unite the civilized world against radical Islamic terrorism, which we will eradicate completely from the face of the earth." Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barakat, along with Netanyahu and his government, warmly congratulated President Trump on taking office, their enthusiasm bolstered by the promise of the embassy move to Jerusalem. There was some confusion regarding his campaign promise following an interview Trump gave last weekend. Asked if he would go through with his pledge, he said, "Well, I don't want to comment on that again, but we'll see what happens." But Trump repeated his promise to move the United States embassy to Jerusalem on Tuesday night. David Friedman, Trump's designee for U.S. ambassador to Israel, is also a strong supporter of the move, saying that he was eager to begin working from the U.S. embassy in Israel's eternal capital, Jerusalem. However, Palestinian Authority Mahmoud Abbas said last week that moving the embassy would destroy the prospects of any political process, and a spokesman for his Fatah party said it would open the gates of hell in the region and in the whole world. Environment Minister Zeb Elkin and Ynet's former editor-in-chief Ervan Tiefenbrunn both gave testimony to police on Thursday over alleged illicit negotiations between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and media mogul Noni Moses, who is reported to have given both Benjamin and Sarah Netanyahu designer watches and the Prime Minister expensive cigars. They faced police investigations at the Lahav 433 anti-corruption unit in the latest round of questioning over recordings made secretly of conversations between Netanyahu and Moses in 2014. Last week, Tourism Minister Yariv Levine, who headed the Knesset House Committee during the same period, gave testimony to police as part of the same investigation. Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit on Monday said police had collected considerable evidence abroad in recent months in a second investigation which concerns alleged illicit benefits received for years by Netanyahu and Sara from various businessmen, including the Israeli Hollywood-based film producer Anon Milchan. On Tuesday, Netanyahu's son Yair gave testimony to police in that investigation, answering allegations that the younger Netanyahu stayed in hotel rooms paid for by Australian billionaire James Packer. Hundreds turned out on Thursday for the funeral of Corporal Vyacheslav Gage, 20, killed in a maintenance accident in northern Israel on Monday. He was laid to rest in the military cemetery in Rishon LeZion after sustaining fatal injuries during routine work on an armored personnel carrier in the Golan Heights. The high turnout came after Gage's mother, Tina, called on the public to attend the funeral, as they had no family in Israel. Prosecutors announced on Thursday that they would be seeking a 3 to 5 year jail sentence for IDF Sergeant Elor Azaria, the soldier who shot and killed a Palestinian stabber of two who was bound on the ground after being captured. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Transportation Minister Yisrael Katz opened the new Harel tunnels on Route 1 between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv on Thursday. The tunnels, which are intended to cut significantly the journey time between the two cities, officially opened to traffic on Friday. Finally, the Academy of Hebrew Language hosted an open house on Thursday in honor of Yom HaSafah HaIfrit, Hebrew Language Day, with lectures and workshops on a variety of language-related subjects. A poetry slam with original pieces composed on and in the Hebrew language concluded the festivities of the day. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem and wishing the sympathies of all of Israel to the family affected by the car ramming in Melbourne last week.